All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on this, the 6th day of October, 2020. I do want to tell you that I am the author of a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. I publish every week, send out a weekly newsletter, usually on Saturday mornings, and then a monthly as well that summarizes what I consider the most important topics of that month. You go to miningstocks.com to sign up for my letter, miningstocks.com, or you can call our office during the normal work hours at 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426. And also encourage you to consider subscribing to Chen Lin's letter, What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling. He's done an excellent job in the biotech space, as well as the energy and mining sectors as well. Chen has done extremely well for his investors, and you can go to chenpicks.com to sign up for his letter. And Michael Oliver is every other week is with us. Also, we like to plug Michael's work, olivermsa.com. I want to thank each of you for listening to the show, making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel. Also, want to thank you for sending along your questions and comments, positive, negative, whatever they may be. Send them along to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questions4taylor@gmail.com. And we do want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Our sponsors for this week are Benchmark Metals, NV Gold, Hannon Metals, Irving Resources, Novo Resources, Sitka Gold Corp, Lion One Metals, Grand Portage, GMV Minerals, and SK Mining. I've titled today's show, COVID-19 and the Agendas to Come. That's after the title of a book of our guest today, James Perloff, and he will be with us during the second half of today's show. Never, at least in my 73 years of life in America, has there ever been a greater suppression of liberties than we have experienced this year with the rise of COVID-19. It is reminiscent, in my view, of the stories that we heard coming out of the Soviet Union when truth about starvation in the Ukraine was being suppressed by the New York Times, which, by the way, is once again suppressing an open discussion among scientists with respect to COVID-19 and what policies would be best for America. It is also reminiscent of the topic of global warming, where a free and open discussion among scientists of opposing views is not permitted. Or in the area of economics, where alternatives to Keynesian economics are not allowed to be heard and taught in our state-funded universities, even if it is clear that Keynesian economic policies absolutely have led to economic destruction over the longer run. In fact, as I will discuss in my upcoming Metals Investor Forum presentation on October 8th, Keynesian economics is leading us to the precipice of a depression as greater than that of the 1930s. So obviously there are some subjects that are not allowed to be discussed in America because they threaten a deeply entrenched elite and privileged class of people. And because many of their ideas have little or no merit, the only way to hold on to their privilege is to deny any debate. That is not the idea our founding fathers had. They gave us the First Amendment that protected us protected our rights to speak out, according to what we believe, and also gave us religious freedom. But as Ben Franklin said, we have given you a republic, now see if you can keep it. Of course, that so-called progressive president, Woodrow Wilson, didn't favor a republic. No, he was all in favor of a democracy over a republic, even though the word democracy never appeared in the Constitution. But that set the stage for the transfer Wilson did during his time, to set the transfer to from a republic to a democracy, which we are now seeing transformed into a mobocracy in the streets of Seattle, Portland, New York, and elsewhere. So a mobocracy, once you get rid of the republic and the forms of protection that our founding fathers built into our republic, like the Electoral College and various other things, then 51% of the majority can do whatever they want to 49% of the minority. And by what we've been seeing in the streets of Portland, Seattle, and elsewhere, that is would seem to be a distinct possibility for the future of our country. So the question is, why in America, where freedom of speech and religion had been such a revered value, have we allowed those rights to be taken away from us now? That question and several more related to it will be asked of James Perloff in the second half of today's show when we discuss his latest book, COVID-19, and the agendas to come. Meanwhile, in terms of turning hard times into good times, the opportunity is there for those who recognize the need to swap their savings out of dollar-denominated assets into assets that hold value, no matter how much money is printed by the Federal Reserve. In my presentation at 3:30 New York time this coming Thursday, October 8th, at the Metals Investor Forum, I will be explaining why this recession is different from any of the others that have occurred since the 1930s, and why a massive amount of fiscal stimulus funded by an equally massive amount of printing press money from the Fed is the only politically palatable policy for our government, no matter who wins the presidential election in November. So be sure to sign up for this event. You can do so by clicking the Metals Investor Forum banner at J Taylor Media. Attendance at this virtual event is free, but you do need to sign up for it beforehand. After my presentation, you will hear Dr. Quentin Henning of Novo Resources, Marcel Robillard of Puma Exploration, and Tom McNeil of Amanika Minerals and Metals talking about their projects. Novo, of course, is on to Dr. Henning and his team are on to building a mid-tier gold miner that will be starting to produce, expected to start producing in the first quarter of 2021. Puma Exploration is a company that has a project in New Brunswick, Canada, that is the spitting image of the emerging Galloway Metals project in southern BC that is on its way to becoming a multi-million high-grade near-surface gold deposit. And Amanika Mining and Metals is in the process of freeze mining some of the highest grade placer deposits ever reported in modern times at its BC project. Now, the only reason that has not been mined at this point in time is that because in the past, miners were not able to mine the gold from this underground environment that is very wet. But by freeze mining, much as is done in some of the uranium mines in Canada, the same technology can be used, has been used, has been demonstrated to be used, and used very safely and profitably with this very high-grade deposit. Amanika's main target, though, is the lode source of this placer material. It is a very exciting story, and all three of those are companies, of course, that I cover in my newsletter as well. So I'm happy to say that I have three very exciting companies, and they'll be telling their story after I do my presentation on October 8th, starting at 3:30 New York time. Also speaking at the conference before me will be Keith Schaefer and Eric Coffin, and following me will be Gwen Preston, and I'm sure you won't be sorry if you spend some time learning about some of the companies that will be presented at this forum. And speaking of spending your time wisely, I suggest one way to do that would be to stay with me during the commercial break that is coming up now, because when we come back, Ian Clausen, he's the president of Grand Portage, will be with me to talk about that company's very high-grade gold deposit that is taking shape with this summer's drill program in Alaska. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Ian Clausen.
The Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Novo Resources Corp. trades on the OTCQX under the symbol NSRPF and on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NVO. Its flagship assets are located in the Pilbara region of Western Australia. Novo has recently partnered with Sumitomo Corporation of Japan to evaluate, advance, and develop the company's Australian gold projects. With over $40 million in cash and $60 million committed from Sumitomo, Novo is well on its way to establishing itself as one of the top junior explorers and developers in Australia.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.